Hi, Christy.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I was calling about the Debra Provera settlement on a recorded line. Were you still looking to see if you can participate?
If I could what?
If you can participate in the Debra Provera settlement? Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Very sorry to learn that. And just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that the case?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you trying to file on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
No, myself.
Okay. You were the one diagnosed with meningioma, were you?
Yes, sir.
Very sorry to learn that. Was it meningioma of the brain or the spine?
Of the brain.
And what state are you in?
Kentucky.
Okay, so you're a U.S. resident residing in the state of Kentucky, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, and then just to confirm here, this was the brand name Depo-Provera, not the generic that you took for at least 1 year and 4 shots before being diagnosed. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and roughly what date were you diagnosed?
We're say February of 2017.
Okay, February of 2017. And then, are you the only one that took meningioma? I'm sorry, that took the shots that got meningioma, or do you know anybody else that did, or not really?
No, I don't know anybody. No, I don't, not
Sure.
really.
So, what year would you say you started taking the depo?
Probably 2015.
Okay, so for about 2 years or so then. So about, and then 4 times a year, so roughly 8 shots altogether. Does that sound about
Yeah.
right? Okay.
Yeah.
And then will you confirm your gender for the recording?
Yes. I am a female.
Thank you. And then I have your name spelled Kristy, last name Lagrone. Is that right?
Right.
And then your cell, I have 270-231-1996. And then your email, kayechinn at gmail.com.
That's right.
Now, what would be your current mailing address?
6339 Sutherland Lane. That's SU. Thelin, and then the next word is Lane, Utica, Kentucky, 42376.
Okay, perfect. And then my system's just going to look for that here. There it is in Daviess County.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, and you said 42376 is a zip code.
That's right.
Alrighty. Now, when you were getting the depo injected, was it by a doctor or medical staff or yourself?
Was.
Which one, the doctor or yourself or the?
No, it was a doctor. A
Sure.
doctor.
And then what was the doctor's name?
I'm not for sure on it right now. It's been so long ago. You'll have to let me get back in my paperwork and look it up.
Sure. Oh, do you remember the facility it was done at, the medical center or clinic?
Yeah, it was the McLean County Health Department.
Okay, let me put that. Okay, there it is. Alrighty. Let me put the facility info here, and then we'll put that you can't recall that doctor's name this second.
Right, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And then let me just put in.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you right real quick. Like, I have memory loss. Like, I draw a disability check because of my memory, so I tend to forget things. I have it's long term, mostly, but in case I do forget something, that might give you a little more of a
Sure. And don't not to worry. No one's gonna hold your hand to the fire. Just what you can recall at this moment. So I apologize. I'm sorry to hear that you have that memory loss. That can be difficult for anybody, right? And the when you were diagnosed, do you recall if that was through a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I had both.
But okay. And then at what hospital or facility did you get diagnosed at?
Owensboro Mercy Health System.
Okay, let me look that up. I'm sorry, Murphy Health Systems in Kentucky?
Owensboro Regional Health System. Try that one first.
Onsboro, you said?
Owensboro, yes.
Onsboro. Oh, wow, that's a nice, fancy looking hospital.
Yeah, they just recently they re rebuilt it, built a new
Okay.
one.
Yeah, it looks very nice. Now, for that facility, do you recall that doctor's name? The one that
No, I
diagnosed or
don't.
treated you?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me put that there. And then let me put the address here. Bear with me, I'm not the fastest typer. Thank you for your patience here.
No, you're absolutely fine.
I wonder if it'll let me view their doctors because maybe it'll sound familiar if I
Yeah, if I could, yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, I have all this information, but it's just.
And it's good to know that you have that. Is that something that you'd be, those records that you can provide electronically?
Well, no, I mean,
Not
like,
the second, but
no, I
just in
mean, well,
general.
I would have to go get them from the hospital first.
Sure. And you'd be able to provide those electronically?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And then let me put this here. Do you recall what kind of treatments you received?
I know I did radiation, and then there was the other one. It was I can't really say it. It starts with a M. It's like meningitis or something.
Okay.
Does it sound familiar?
Were you hospitalized for more than one day during those procedures?
Yeah, yes, I was.
Okay. Do you recall roughly the dates that you were diagnosed for the meningioma?
Let's see. Let's just go with I'm gonna say around the 25th
Okay.
of February.
Let me put that here. So we're gonna put February 5th of 17.
February 25th.
I'm sorry, 25th. Till when? Till about the 30th, or?
Yes, yes, sir.
So let me put. But the doctor that diagnosed you, do you recall if he was a neurosurgeon? He or she was a neurosurgeon?
He was, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's usually the case. Thank you for confirming that. Let me put this here. And then let me put this other detail here, bear with me. And then I'm going to see if I can pull up a list of the doctors there.
Okay.
And then let me filter by the service. Okay. Let's see if any of these ring a bell. There's, was he a male or female, your doctor that trans?
The
Okay.
male.
Adrian Smith, Ian Clark, Jeffrey Brown, Harold Cannon, Eric Gubel, Neil Trofkin, David Weaver,
Okay.
and then.
I'm thinking that Jeffrey Brown.
Okay. Perfect. We'll
That's
put that as a.
found in the.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put. We'll go with Jeffrey Brown for now, because that is an. So let me put. Dr. Jeffrey Brown. Okay. Good. I have that info there. And then just to confirm, you didn't have any cancer diagnosed prior to being diagnosed with meningioma. Does that sound right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And we're just about done here. Next section is just going to ask for an emergency contact if you'd like to put one in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we can't get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put an emergency contact or not really?
No, okay.
Okay. And then the last portion is just going to be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
7/7/85.
July 7th of 85. And then the social.
Four zero two 27/6/1/7/2.
Okay, and then I'm going to text and email you an automated DocuSign. You can open it up either way, it'll take you to the same spot. I won't be able to see what's on your screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to try and guide you.
Okay.
So do you see that come in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yes.
Was it able to open up okay for you?
Yeah. When it asked me if I wanted to receive future messages from DocuSign or whatever, and I said yeah. Okay, it's going through now. All right, I'm
Okay,
sorry.
awesome. No, take your time. I made you wait. No rush here.
Okay. Oh me. Okay, hold on. It says I've got close any bubbles or overlays from other apps and try again. Okay. Close, close, close. Okay, let's try again. Okay, what is this? I got a sun. Okay. Draw my signature. Oh my goodness.
And for that, you want to use your finger and not your fingernail. And we understand that it doesn't always come out looking the best, and that's okay.
Okay, that's the best I can do.
Not a problem. We'll just continue to click on. Until the
Okay.
last thing you can click is a yellow finish button. If it goes through, that means we didn't miss anything. If it doesn't, then it means we might have missed something somewhere, and it
It says
should.
you're going home.
Sure, then you are all set for now. In about a week or so, the firm will call you directly to introduce themselves, and they also want to double check and confirm that no errors were made here, so their call will be shorter, but more important, they want to double check, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then they'll confirm you in their system fully. But aside from that, you're all set for now. Obviously Christmas tomorrow, so hopefully a relaxing holiday for you there. Other than that, thank you and have a good rest of your day. Bye.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.